let's consider for a few moments the theology of the Mass. Christ gathers us to share in his greatest action. Jesus Christ, in his love, has made it possible for us to share in what happened to him. We can actually relive his life mysteriously, but really. We try to imitate Jesus, but even more, we can actually go through with him what he did. Above all, Jesus Christ wants us to take part with him in his death and resurrection so that our own dyings and risings can be a part of his, and his a part of ours. He wants us especially to enter into these great events of his earthly existence so that he can come with his power and love into the pits and peaks of our life. He wants us to share his own passage, his own experiences of death and new life, his going back to the Father and unending happiness. The Holy Eucharist is Jesus Christ living among us under the appearance of bread and wine. This is the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. By the power of Christ working through the priest as he leads the people in the Eucharistic prayer, the bread and wine, though still appearing to be bread and wine, are now Christ, present and acting among us in a special, powerful way. Jesus Christ lives among us in the Holy Eucharist for a purpose, to make present for us his death and resurrection so that we can take part. This is the Mass. At Mass, we are not only present at Jesus Christ's actual death and resurrection, prolonged through time and space. We also really take part in them to the extent we want to. Christ's death and resurrection are here, but they are hidden under the ritual signs of bread and wine. The more these signs mean to us, and the more we consciously join our daily dyings and risings with the struggle of Christ's death and resurrection, then the more we actually are part of them, and the closer we come to eternal life and oneness with God himself. The Mass, the Eucharist, and its celebration is our covenant meal. The night before he died, Christ gave us the great way of continually sharing in his death and resurrection by means of a meal, the Last Supper. This is recorded for us in the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. This meal was very possibly the Passover meal, eaten to commemorate the salvation of God's people from slavery and death, and the old covenant of Mount Sinai. Whenever the Jews ate this meal, they looked forward to a new Passover to come, a new salvation, a new exodus to freedom. Our redemption was Christ's great new Passover from death to life, from this world to the Father, and he began it by eating this Paschal meal, his Last Supper. But he gave this Paschal meal a new power and new meaning. He made it the way his followers could actually share in his Passover, in his death and resurrection. By the words, "This is my body given up for you, and this cup is the new covenant in my blood," Jesus Christ mysteriously but really made himself present where before there were only bread and wine. Thus, Jesus Christ gave us the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. The bread and wine, though still appearing to be bread and wine and still maintaining their original qualities, were transformed into Jesus Christ present in a new and wonderful way. And it was the whole Christ present in the bread and in the wine. But above all, Jesus was presenting before his apostles his death and resurrection, which would take place the next day, and which would begin his new covenant. Christ gave his apostles the power to do what he had done, to make present his death and resurrection. "Do this in remembrance of me." By this, he gave his apostles the power to prolong his sacrifice, to extend it, to somehow continue it down through history. Each time this took place, his Passover, his covenant would be renewed again. Every priest by his ordination receives the power of making Christ present and representing his death and resurrection. Every Christian also shares in Christ's priesthood and in this offering of himself, which is his death and resurrection prolonged. The ordained priests of the church, the successors of the apostles, act as Christ's instruments, making him present in the Eucharist. Then the whole Christian congregation uses its priestly power to offer him and itself with him to the Father. The Mass, the celebration of the Eucharist, is also our perfect sacrifice. One way of understanding the Mass is to remember that the great events of life are celebrated by giving gifts or presents. Our gift can express many things: love, praise, thanks, repentance, or asking for something. A gift stands for the giver. A gift particularly expresses our desire to be united in love with the one to whom it is given. From ancient times, people have offered gifts in sacrifice to God. Sacrifice means offering a gift through a priest, changing it in some way, and sometimes eating of it. Something was lacking in the Old Testament sacrifices. The people never had a suitable gift for Almighty God, nor did they have a worthy priest. When humanity was ready, Jesus Christ offered the perfect sacrifice by his death and resurrection. Christ gave us the power to offer this same perfect gift himself, to continually share in his death and resurrection by the Holy Eucharist. The Mass, then, is the renewal of Christ's sacrifice, of his Passover, and new covenant by him and us, his Church. Christ is present among us at Mass with the same intention or desire to give himself for us, but now he shows this by the separate signs of bread and wine. Instead of showing it by a bloody death, he now expresses his giving of himself by this ceremony with bread and wine. At Mass, Christ does not suffer or die again. Rather, he represents, continues, renews his great moment of sacrifice down through the centuries so that we can be a part of it. Through the Mass, Christ does many things for us. Above all, he enables us to offer perfect worship and be perfectly united with God. If our eyes could see what is really happening at any Mass, we would see Christ at the altar and among us, leading us and drawing us all into himself. Then with him, we would ascend to the Father's presence. We would also see the Holy Spirit within each of us, uniting us, inspiring our offering. We would see the Father giving us in return his Son, Jesus Christ, the best gift God could give to human beings. And we would see ourselves being drawn into an indescribable union with divinity.